Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Not only did Jesus wash my sin away and wash your sin away, he expunged your record. You have nothing in your record that you ever sinned. The Apostle Paul, you know, he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. See, when he resurrected, he gave you the power. The power to do what? Anything you want. Spiritually, physically, financially, in every area of your life. He gave you such power that you will have a hard time dying. Because the Bible said death and life's in the power of the tongue. And they that love it, love what? Whatever decision you make on that, will receive the fruit of that. But it says in the Amplified, if you don't have an Amplified, you can look at the screens. It says this. This is Paul talking now. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, not just believe in him, know him. There's a vast difference between believing and knowing. That I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. If you want to understand intimacy, you have to understand what it means to be close to Jesus. Let me start again. For my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively, I like that word, become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. Perceiving and recognizing and understanding. I'm going to take those three words today. Perceiving, recognizing, and understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. And that I may in that same way come to know the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers. See, that's how I got born again. That power exerted itself over me. And that I may so share his sufferings as to be continually transformed in spirit unto his likeness, even to his death in the hope. Now, that's a big definition, but it's the power to know that. See, I want to talk about that. And I want you to go back to that word perceiving. I want to go back to that word. Just read it again. That perceiving. Get over there. You can see if I determine purpose, keep going. Perceiving, recognizing, and understanding. Now, what does it mean to perceive? Perceive is a very powerful word. See, when you perceive things, you know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Write that down. That'll help you. That's what perception means. Know what to do, when to do, where to do, and how to do. Or make it do what it do. Whatever it may be. See, when you perceive that by his stripes you were healed, sickness is going to have a hard time holding your body. When you perceive that life and that more abundant is in you to the full till it overflows, you perceive it, which means you're beginning to understand this thing. It's amazing what God will do spiritually, physically, and financially. That's what Paul was saying. The power of his resurrection is the power of perceiving. And when you understand that, that's exactly what that means. You know, a lot of people ask me, how do you know what to do? Well, I've learned to perceive that power. He gave me that power. He gave me that power. He resurrected and I got the power. And it was just such a blessing of the Lord. He gave me the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus. Now, what's power of attorney means? I become whoever gives me power of attorney, I become them. Do you understand what that means? I can sell their house. I can sell their car. Why? Because I am them. He gave us that power of attorney. I perceive that. That's why I'm my age today. I'm not sick. I'm not hurting. I'm not doing anything. I ain't slowing down. Lord Jesus, doesn't make any difference because I have perceived and understand that power of resurrection. And it's amazing to me how much I can do. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. See, I'm gonna get you. See, this is the power of the resurrection. How much you can do. What you willing to call in. Now, if you need finance, how much do you need? Don't tell him what you need. Tell him what you want. See, that's perceiving. That's what David said. The Lord my shepherd, I shall not want. He perceived that he could have his wants. He could perceive through the scripture that he could have his desires. He perceived through the scripture that his needs would be met. See, that's perception. Perceiving is a very powerful word. It's perception because, and people say, well, how do I know that I'm going to make the right decision? St. John chapter 16, verse 13. See, I perceive that wonderful verse. How be it when the spirit of truth has come? He will guide me in how much truth? How much? Well, if he said all truth, and if Jesus is the way, then you can't get lost. If Jesus is the truth, you cannot be deceived. If Jesus is the life, the devil can't kill you. See, that's perception. That's what Paul is saying. He said, I perceive. That's why he didn't care if he was hungry or he was full. He didn't care if they're going to cut his head off or not cut his head off. It didn't make no difference what they said. He perceived the gospel and he went out preaching that glorious word. Everybody tried to stop him. Everybody tried to stop the chosen 12, but that tsunami could not be stopped because Jesus came out that grave. Good Lord Jesus. And in Acts chapter 1, it says, O Theophilus, the works that Jesus began to do, began. He didn't finish it. He began. Now it's up to us to finish it. See, so you have a responsibility to perceive in every which way, shape, or form. So if something attacks your body, you say, I perceive that by his stripes I am. Now that's God's big name. I am healed. No. He took my infirmity and he bore my sickness. By his stripes, here we go again. I am. Yeah, but, no, there ain't no yeah, but in that. See, your yeah, but is destroying your perceiving. See, it's making you try to believe something you don't want. Now you think about that. That's what it means by to perceive. Keep that scripture up there, boys. Keep that scripture so you can perceive. You don't have to look at me. Just look at the scripture. Because the scripture is what gets you where you're supposed to be. Somebody, how many of you want some money? How many of y'all need some money? Anybody need some money in this place? And lift your hand up. Don't be ashamed. My God, you live in an economic world. Perceive how much you want. Now the church gonna say, that's greed. No. That's growth. That's growing. Now how you learn to perceive? By being a child. Yes, we all grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ, but we're not God's adults. We're God's children. And children are born believers until you teach them the doubt, so don't do that. Your children perceive all the time. They walk into your refrigerator and take what they want. They have no idea how much it costs to put it in the refrigerator, to keep it in the refrigerator. They don't care about anything. They say, it's Easter. I want another dress. I want some shoes. I want this and that. And they look at you like, what's your problem? You can't handle this? What they're saying is you're not perceiving. That's what Paul is talking about, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. My God, do you understand that? Perceiving is one of the most wonderful things. And I like the very beginning, for my determined purpose is that I may know him. I'm the same way, that I may progressively become more deeply, intimately acquainted with him. Right. Perceiving, oh God, I find that in my marriage, I've become acquainted with. When I first married, I thought I knew her. I didn't know the girl. I thought I did. Now, almost 55 years later, we'll be married 55 years come June the 6th of this year, 2025. Yeah. I determined in my heart that I would know her.
That's right.
And I found out she was imperfect. And she found out that I was imperfect. But the marriage vow we took was perfect. Somebody shout, it was perfect. Before the perfect God Almighty sealed it, not only here, but in heaven. My God, Jesus. Do you understand? That's why he said, till death do you part. Think about that, see? That's what it means by the perceive. Some people say, I don't see how he can believe her. It takes so much money to run this ministry. Let me talk about perception here on money. I wish it was $1 million a month. Oh, geez, it would be so nice. It's millions. I mean, these lights right now are burning, man. I can feel it sucking off my wallet right now. I mean, they don't give us this electricity for free. Nah, none of that. But it don't make no difference. Let the thing spin. Because in 49 years, because I perceived that he would take care of me, I've never had a financial deficit. Somebody shout, somebody. That's the power of the resurrection. Yet you hear people, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Well, we don't want to see it. Why are you singing about it? You see what I'm saying? So when you understand perception, now then you're going to understand the other thing, recognizing. Let's deal with that. Recognizing now. What are you recognizing in life? Are you recognizing all the trouble? Or are you recognizing all the answers? Where there's a problem, there's an answer. You can have 47 problems and yet one answer will take care of all 47 of them. Recognizing. See, recognizing means you know. See, my mother, 43 years ago today, at about 8:30 in the morning, went home to be with Jesus on Easter Sunday. I recognized that she was gone. Actually, what I recognized was that she went into a party. My God, she no longer was in pain, no longer elderly. She was only 49. I used to think that was so old. It's not. I know some of y'all say, look at the kid. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. It happens just like that. Think about that. And so you get set. No, no. So, but she always took care of me. I can remember, she always had me in Easter basket. So I commanded Kathy. I didn't ask. I demanded and commanded almost 55 years ago, come Easter, you better get me an Easter basket. I'll buy you diamonds, but I want some eggs. You can have the diamonds. You can have the gold. I want some chocolate. I want one of them gold bricks. Oh, couldn't afford that. You know, we were little, good. Couldn't get that. Them pecan, we call them little pecan things, you know. Have you ever eaten that thing? You just suck the pecans off and leave the white stuff? Yeah. Some of y'all getting hungry right now. I can see that. Glory to God. And she's gave me that Easter basket every time, you know. And then by doing that, she makes one for Jody, and she makes one for Meredith, and she makes one for Jay. They all get Easter baskets, you know, and stuff like that. And it's just such a, but she said, you don't eat a lot of it. That's all right. That don't mean no difference. I wanted that, see. See, and now she's recognized that I don't have to tell her now, she just knows. But I tell her anyway, just to make sure. Why? I don't know. I just like it. I don't know. I just enjoy it, see. So I recognize that he took away my sin. So when Satan tries to make me feel guilty, I just simply tell him, I am not guilty. You give me some evidence that I am. There's nothing against me. Not only did Jesus wash my sin away and wash your sin away, he expunged your record. You have nothing in your record that you ever sinned. Somebody shout somebody. That's exactly what Jesus did. It was a rough Good Friday, but he was about ready to wipe all that trash out. Now, I recognize that there are other, quote, churches like Catholics and Baptists and Methodists, Episcopalian and Presbyterian and Church of God and Church of Christ and Word of Faith and Full Gospel and Assemblies of God and United Pentecostal and Amish and all these different, and I have no problem with any of them. None. We may agree to disagree on certain homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological thoughts, but it doesn't make any difference. We all rose from the dead. I'm telling everybody out there, if you're not a Christian, you're going to stay in the grave. They don't believe in the resurrection. Most religions don't. But that's what I love about being a Christian, is the resurrection of the dead. Now, let me show you the difference, you see. Now, everybody's coming out one day. See, when you've been raised from the dead, the problem is that you die again. See, when Jesus rose Lazarus from the grave, but Lazarus died again. But when you get resurrected from the grave, you never die again. Amen. There is no more death. Death has lost all power completely. Amen. Somebody shout somebody. Amen. Think about that. So if you have a mother, father, grandparents, whoever, someone that's in heaven, shout, they're more alive than you are. I'm not just saying that to make you feel good. You have to recognize that. So a lot of times I'll be walking around the house and I go, hey, Mom. I did it this morning. I said, happy Easter, Mom. I said it out loud. Kathy was in that way in her bathroom. I was upstairs in my, I have a chapel in my house. And I mean, it's fine. I got pews in it. I mean, that are 200 or 300 years old from churches that I bought. They closed way back in Scotland and all those different places. And I took Holy Communion. And it was a live event going on. And I said, I do this in remembrance of you, Lord. And I want to thank you. And he said, you're welcome. I don't know about you, but I hear his voice. I literally, physically hear his voice. Why? Because I intimately know him. I perceive when he wants to have a discussion. And then I recognize what he's saying. So when he tells me to do something, I just go do it. And I've noticed something about God. He don't care how much money you got in your bank. He just, there you go, do it. He don't care about what anything costs. That don't make no difference to him whatsoever. Because if it's not there, he'll create it. And I'll say it again. Somebody's not going to like this, but I got to watch what I say because I get it. I literally get it, whether it's spiritual, physical, or financial. I just get it. Why? Supposed to. Now, you say, you think that's arrogant. No, no, no. That's recognizing what's mine.
Hallelujah.
Okay, some of y'all lost that. See, listen, if you don't recognize what's yours, somebody can steal your stuff. That's what Paul was saying. The power of the resurrection gives you recognition. It shows you what is yours.
Amen.
God said, if a place you put your foot, I'll give it to you. Oh, Jesus, my God. Now, think about that. So when I went out to buy a piece of property, the first thing I did, they said, would you like to look at it? I said, no, I want to walk on it. So you see this property here? They had 600, you cut about 600 trees off this property, right, Rick? I mean, you should have seen chainsaws everywhere. We look like Doge. We look like an Elon Musk. We all had chainsaws and I was cutting stuff. You know what I did? I came over at night and I just walked in the grass. I walked this particular section of it is 9 acres. I also own the 5 acres on this side and I own 3 acres on behind it. And I just walked on. I mean, it was wet dew, you know. Devil said, there's snakes out here. I said, no serpents will hurt me. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. I was on a mission. Every place I put my foot, God, you give it to me. And man, when I walked off this thing and I got back in my car, I said, it's mine. But you have no idea what it costs. I said, it don't make no difference what it costs. I walked on it. And he said, every place I put my foot, he'll give it to me. He said, not only did I perceive it, I recognize it. And sure enough, in Detroit, Michigan, preaching me and Jerry Savelle, I'll never forget it. We were doing a Catch the Spirit of revival. And I had just preached, was Jesus insane? Well, his mother thought he was. Mary thought he done lost his mind. She said, go get him. He's lost it, man. Go read the scripture, because he's doing some stuff that anybody ever thought he would do. And the Lord spoke to me. Jerry wanted to go to the mall. I said, nah, I ain't going to the mall. And I said, I'm going to just go on home. I said, I'll see you tonight. He said, okay. And as they dropped him off at the mall, and they was taking me to the hotel. And the Lord said, today. I said, today what? You know what you walked on? I sealed it. I said, that was on a Saturday night. He said, I want you to call Delta Title. I said, okay. And tell them, and they wanted, it started at $1.9 million for this property. Then they dropped it to 1.7. And they heard that I was interested. They said, we might give him to 1.2, 1.3, but that's it. The Lord said, oh my, yeah, I recognize his voice. He said, I want you to be at Delta Title at 11 o'clock a.m. on Thursday. With a certified check for $335,000, and you're going to buy all the property. I didn't say, no, Jesus. Jesus? Jesus. Don't you see the sign? Did you know how much? You know, Jesus. He said, have your lawyer call him. I said, okay. So Jules is my lawyer. Remember Jules? I said, Jules, I want you to call Delta Tyler and tell them I'm going to be there Thursday at 11 a.m. with a certified check for $335,000 to buy this property. He go, how much, Jesse? He said, Jesse, do you know how much to buy? I said, Jules, are you my lawyer? Are you my mouthpiece? Yeah, listen to my lips, because this is coming from God. Well, God's Jewish. He don't pay retail. And so are you. If you don't have any Jewish friends, get some, man. The blessings of God. That's why they persecuted so much. You think about that. All through history. Because God blesses them. So Jules calls up. He said, I'm the attorney representing Jesse Duplantis Ministry. Oh, yes. Yes. He's very concerned. In fact, he wants to buy the property. Oh, we're so excited. He said he will be a Delta Title at 11 a.m. with a certified check for $335,000. Oh, no, no, that's impossible. There's just no way. I mean, we can't do that. He said, I have been told by my client that he'll be at your place at 11 a.m. with a certified check for $335,000. Well, we're not going to be there. All I'm telling you is he is going to be there Thursday at 11 a.m. See, that's a good lawyer. with a certified check. Well, we're not going to be there. And he said, and again, I'm going to tell you, he's going to be there, you know. And they hung up the phone. She was coming back and said, they hung up. I said, all right. They're going to be hung over after we do this deal. He said, you're going to be, I said, oh, yeah. I said, in fact, I need you to be there, too. He said, okay. He said, I got to see this. So, man, was you worried? No, no. Was you worried? They're going to turn you down? No, no. Why? I perceived. I recognized this is mine. I walked on it, buddy. Every place I put my foot is mine. I don't care what the world says or what the devil says. It's mine. Did you understand what I'm saying here? I walked over there, Delta Title at 11 a.m., opened up the door, and there the bank people were. I said, are y'all ready? They go, Jules goes, they're here? What was going to happen? The United States government, but this is when what they call it, the savings and loan debacle was going on way back when, you remember that? When they was going to seize this property from the banks, and they were going to get nothing. At 1 o'clock that day. Now, I don't know that. I didn't need to know that because I already recognized the voice of God in a car in Detroit, Michigan. I said, sit down, listen. And they said, and then after we signed it and I gave them the check, they said, do you know, Reverend, that the United States government was going to seize this property from us? So at least we made something on it. I said, gentlemen, when I tell you God said, he said, man, he sure cuts good deals. There's 9 acres here. A little over 9, actually. Same thing with the 5 acres over there. I just told him what I was going to do. I don't make no difference. I listen to what they got to say. But see, they don't understand. They haven't perceived that I have the power of the resurrection in my life. You're going to love our partner offer message. He rose from the dead and we received the power. When Jesus conquered death and came out of that grave, he gave us resurrection power. It's time to unleash that power in your life. How? Perceive it, recognize it, and understand it. This message will change your life. Go to jdm.org and get it today. You will be blessed, I promise. There's a world that needs to be saved. Our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus to that world. That is why we here at Jesse the Planner's Ministries believe the unbelievable and operate in the impossible. God is continuing to direct us to expand our outreach to more people in more places and through more ways than ever before. We are advancing into the frontiers of ministry to change more lives through one simple question. Do you know Jesus? Listen to me. It is beginning. The light of Jesus is shining higher and brighter and further than ever. People from all over are responding to the message of Jesus. Nothing can stop the light of God's love from reaching people and changing lives. You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The Lord walked out and these children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at jdm.org.
You know, Jesus is alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. I believe God had you join us today for a reason. And what is that reason? How about getting born again? Father, I ask you to save people right now that are watching. Minister to them. We need new people into the kingdom, and I need another brother and sister in the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You prayed that simple prayer from your heart, born again. I say it like this, if you don't like the way you was born, try it again. Hallelujah. Thank you for getting born again. I'm really excited about some meetings that are coming up. It's called my heaven tour. I'm going to different churches around the country to give my testimony of my trip to heaven. I have one of these services this week. We'll be in Branson, Missouri, Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. at Faith Life Church. You need to be there if you can, or come to another one of our in-person only services. It will not go out on the internet, none of that. This is in-person only, and I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. If you want to know all about it, go to jdm.org for the entire service. There won't be a worship service in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to come out and start talking about this heaven trip, and then I'm going to open it up to question and answer. I'll tell you, we're going to have a wonderful time. I'm going to also give people an opportunity to get born again if they want to. I tell you, you don't want to miss this, okay? Hey, you're going to love our product offer. And here it is, my book, Heaven, Close Encounters of the God Kind. We're offering this in honor of my heaven tour. Go to jdm.org to order my book. It's going to change your life. It's the most sold book we've ever wrote. It will bless you greatly. Partners, thank you for ministering to the people of the world. Every dime you give, 100% goes into world evangelism. Think about it. We've been debt-free since 1982. It is such a blessing. So if you'd send $20, the whole 20 go in. You send 20,000 and people have done that, that goes in. 100,000 and people have done that, that goes in. $1 million, people have done that, that goes in too. And it's just such a blessing, 100%. Happy Resurrection Day, ladies and gentlemen. What a blessing of God to know that Jesus rose from the dead and he's coming back. And I personally believe in my lifetime. Why not? Huh? Come on, join with me. We'll believe together. Jesse's saying, I love you. I really do. See ya. Bye-bye.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.
What faith is, it's not mental ecstasy. Woo, Lord, my faith brought me this. No, it is moral energy. It's an energy that'll change somebody's life.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.